Good day. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap on Sunday, September 29th, 2024. We start this week's coverage with changes in the compliance landscape. Big news from the National Insurance Brokers Association, fondly known as NIBA. Amid newer regulations, there's been a surge in reported breaches. According to the Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee, over 60% of brokers reported breaches last year. That's a rise of more than 8% from the year before, leading to an overall growth in breaches of 36%. Of particular note, remuneration disclosure breaches shot up from 23 reported cases to a whopping 106. NIBA continues to support industry adaptation to these higher standards and applauds a 26% rise in self-reporting since the year 2020. Onwards to an exciting announcement from 360 Commercial Motor. This specialty underwriting agency is launching an in-house claims team dedicated to delivering top-notch service to its broking partners. From next Tuesday, expect quicker response times and tailored claim resolutions as the team gets to work. The agency also integrates the modern tech platform, Wilbur, to streamline operations. Shifting gears now to cybersecurity, SportsCover Australia and Beazley are launching comprehensive cyber breach insurance for sports and leisure sector businesses. In this digital era, cyber threats, including data breaches, can lead to significant financial, legal, and reputational harm. Chris Nash, Managing Director of SportsCover Australia, emphasize the need for adding a robust cyber protection layer to risk management strategies. Besides cyber protection, SportsCover Australia continues to offer various insurance products, including personal accident coverage and travel insurance. To conclude this week's briefing, a federal court ruling needs our attention. COVID-19 business interruption claims against four insurers cannot proceed as class actions, but require policyholders to file individual claims. Insurers like QBE and Hollard successfully pleaded against group actions. Notably, this ruling doesn't address the validity of claims, but only the procedural aspects. An appeal period is in effect, and policyholders are encouraged to exercise their rights promptly. And that wraps up this week's news from the Australian insurance sector. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, reminding consumers and businesses alike to stay informed and stay protected. Please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for a wealth of information on personal and business insurance. See you next Sunday.